Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 314, and this is usually my weekly meal plan episode, but today I do not have a meal plan to share, but I did something a little bit different just so that at least there'd be an episode for you to still listen to today. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Hi everyone, so today is usually when I release my weekly meal episode every week where I share my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. But this week, for the vast majority of the week, I'm going to be away on a girls' trip with my two daughters who are 16 and 19. So it's going to be a lot of fun. My husband and my son will be home, but they will be probably ordering in because neither one of them really cooks much. So I don't actually have a meal plan to share for this week. So I thought what I would do just to at least have something related to meal planning come out this week as an episode was just kind of talk about the way that I do my meal planning. And I know that I've shared this before in other episodes, but I thought it might be helpful to anyone who may be able to get some benefit out of some of the ways that I found meal planning has gotten easier for me. So when I first started meal planning, I tried so many different ways. I was always trying to have like this perfect variety and never repeat things too much. And I had a meal planning app that I use. I still use the same meal planning app, Mealboard, but I had it where I would like kind of categorize recipes by like once a week or once a month or once every 2 months, or I kind of was trying to group recipes and categories so that I could figure out how to space them out so that, you know, certain things that we eat more often would be more often, and then certain things I only make once a while that I wouldn't forget about them. And I just kind of would come up with all these different ways, and I was always stressing out like if I was doing meal planning properly. Not if I was doing it properly, but just kind of like what was the best way for me to do it to make sure that I was, you know, having enough variety and rotating things frequently enough and not forgetting about certain meals that I wanted to make. You know, sometimes you have a recipe that you like and then you just kind of forget about it and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't made that in like a year. So I would like stress over making sure that I made those things again. And it just, every time when it was time to meal plan every week, it would just take me so much time and I would do so much overthinking. And I forget where I heard it, but someone had just like a very basic rotation where they literally followed just, you know, on Mondays we do this, on Tuesdays we do this. And then over time I've had, you know, heard different varieties of that where some people do a theme on certain nights of the week. So you're kind of like honing yourself in on like a certain category to choose from. So I wound up coming up with a basic plan for 4 nights of the week. So pretty much, you know, I have like every Monday is set. It's every other Monday we do hamburgers. On the off Mondays we do hot dogs or steak. So every Monday, that's what we have. That's what's on the meal plan. It doesn't mean that that's what we have to have. So my goal is about having a meal plan in place. If something comes up that week or as I'm planning for the week, I'm like, you know what? I really wanted to make this recipe. I can swap things out. I'm talking about like creating my meal plan so that I have something in place in the event I don't decide to wind up changing it later. It's just about having something in place so that I know what I'm making if I have no time to think about anything else or trying a new recipe or anything like that. So if everything is just as is and nothing else changes and I don't have anything that I want to make instead, that's what's on the meal plan. Every Tuesday we rotate a Mexican theme meal. Every Wednesday we do seafood. Right now we have three meals rotating in the seafood night. It's like salmon is 1 week, fried flounder is another week, and some kind of shrimp meal is the third. So I just kept kind of been rotating those. And then Thursdays is the night when I go food shopping and I do either soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner. So those just kind of rotate. So it's either a soup or breakfast for dinner. So what I do is every day when I cook whatever, you know, we cooked for that day, if it's on one of those nights where it's a standard rotation, like say, for example, if we had had hamburgers and I'm like, okay, we had hamburgers tonight. When do we have that again? We have those every 2 weeks. So I go 2 weeks ahead on Monday and I put down the hamburger meal in my meal plan. So 2 weeks from now, that Monday's already filled out on my meal plan. That's one day that I don't have to put any thought into for that week. Same with Tuesday. Okay, we had tacos tonight. How many meals do I currently have rotating in my Mexican theme meal plan? I think right now I might have like five different things that I've kind of been rotating. So I know, okay, 5 weeks from now, go ahead, put tacos on the meal plan. So I'm building it every single day as we have a meal. I have in my mind, when are we going to have this meal next? And then I go ahead in my meal plan and put that meal down for that day. So usually every week, my meal plan is almost completely done. There's occasionally a time where I have to fill in something else if there was like a gap or whatever. I just on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because I don't have a specific rotation for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But in those slots, I just kind of put in some of the other things that I generally make. It might be pork chops. It might be French dip in the crock pot. It might be pulled pork or chicken in the crock pot. It could be any variety of other meals that I typically make. But what I do is for those days, same thing, even though it's not a specific rotation, if I made, say, pulled pork in the crock pot on a Friday, I'll say, okay, well, we had this today. When do I want to make this again? If it's 2 months from now, if it's a month from now, if it's 3 months from now, whatever it is, I literally go ahead in my meal plan and I'll put it down for that date. Again, it doesn't mean that we have to have that on that day. It doesn't mean I can't change things around and say, oh, it's not really a good day to do that because we have this going on or that going on. But when the week comes, the meal plan is almost completely done. And if I need to move things around, I can. And I still can try new recipes when I want to. When it comes time to plan the meals for that week, if I had a new recipe that I wanted to try, I could just say, okay, well, I'm going to get rid of this soup on Thursday and we're going to have this new recipe instead. And I could just swap it out. But if I don't have time to do that, or I don't have a new recipe that I want to try, then I just stick with the meal plan that I already had in place. So for me, I have found that that's made my life so much easier because on a really busy week, I pretty much already have a full meal plan in place every week that I don't have to do anything with. And now I do spend that time, and I've had a little bit more time recently where I've been trying some new things, but I can just kind of sit there and search for a new recipe and say, oh, this sounds like something I'd like to try. Let me look at my meal plan and see when I want to swap it out for something else that I already have in there. So it's more just fun in picking new recipes and not like stressing out on figuring out like what I'm going to make each day. And then every morning I look at what's on my meal plan for that night, and then I just pull the groceries out, and I have, you know, for anything that's frozen, I pull out whatever's frozen that I need. And then I have the food for when I come home. So I'm not coming home thinking, oh my gosh, what are we going to have for dinner? I didn't take anything out. It's just part of my daily routine. And it's something that I really spend very little time on anymore that I have this rotation in place. So I just wanted to share that. I thought maybe there's someone out there that might be in the same situation that I was stressing out over meal planning. And maybe doing some type of simple meal rotation might help you with, you know, making it a little bit easier for you to meal plan for yourself. And then the only other thing that I wanted to just kind of share was just some general tips, just like a couple of things that just kind of came to mind as far as meal planning. You know, definitely try to be mindful of when you go shopping and what you're putting on your meal plan. Like, for example, if you go shopping on Thursdays, you don't want to plan to use your fresh produce on Wednesday, because that means you're going to go shopping on Thursday, buy this fresh produce, and it's going to sit all the way until Wednesday, which is the last meal you're going to cook before you go back grocery shopping again on Thursday. So you just want to kind of try and look at your meal plan and make sure that you're kind of planning to use things that need to be used more quickly, more close to the time when you go grocery shopping, and then things that are maybe, you know, frozen items or things like that, or even produce that just happens to last longer, like certain produce just last longer than others, plan to use that later in the week. And then also, this is a mistake that I make. Well, both of these mistakes I make. I definitely forget and plan meals with fresh produce right before, like the following week, right before I'm about to go shopping again. Like I just actually did that this week. I had made a summer soup on Thursday for dinner. And that was needed fresh zucchini. So I went food shopping last Thursday, and part of, you know, the food I was shopping for was for the upcoming week, which included the meal I was making this Thursday. So I bought zucchini last Thursday to be used this Thursday. So that wasn't a good plan, because by the time I went to use it, it was getting really soft, and it actually wound up being fine. I was able to use it, but I was like, well, that wasn't very smart. So probably what I should have done was just planned to get the zucchini that Thursday night when I went food shopping, even though I'm typically buying for the upcoming week. But since I would be making the meal that night, I still could have just picked up something fresh like that. So sometimes if I do need to make a meal later in the week using an ingredient like that, I'll just maybe make myself a note to pick it up separately, which I don't usually do. Or if I can pick it up that night when I'm going to go grocery shopping again for the next week, and then just use it that night that I need it. So anyway, so that was one thing. Just be mindful of when you have the plan to use ingredients and how that relates to when you're going shopping. And then the other thing is be mindful of how long things take to make and what you'll be using to make them in. Like, for example, you don't want to have a meal that has the main dish that takes like an hour cooking in the oven, and then a side dish that takes like a half hour cooking in the oven, because then you're going to be cooking in the oven for 1.5 hours, and you can't cook both of them at the same time, like depending on what it is. So you kind of want to try, if you can, to have where maybe something's cooking on the stove, something might be in the oven or on the grill or in the air fryer, kind of like a variety of locations where you're cooking, so that you can get everything kind of done at the same time. I definitely make that mistake sometimes where I just am not thinking like the cooking methods, and then I'll be like, oh great, how am I supposed to cook this while I have that in the oven or whatever. And I definitely do the produce thing sometimes where I totally forget and I buy things and plan to cook it you know, way late in the week after I've gone food shopping, so the stuff might be sitting in the fridge, things like that. So that's all. And then of course also like what type of day it is. Like if you're cooking something in the crock pot, some things I have found that cook in the crock pot have to cook for a shorter period of time. So if I'm going to be gone all day, I don't want to pick something like that, a particular crock pot meal that cooks quicker, because it'll sometimes dry out or overcook if you let it cook like all day long, depending on what it is. So maybe that's something you might want to say, okay, well, I'm going to be home on a Sunday, so that's something I'll make on a Sunday. Or I've done this too, where, you know, I'll come home, I'll kind of quickly scan a recipe and think that it looks like a pretty quick and easy recipe, I can make it home. And then I missed the part where in the recipe it said, simmer for 2 hours. And here it is like 6 o'clock at night when I'm starting to cook on a weeknight. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't simmer for 2 hours. We're going to have to skip that step. But things like that. So just kind of try to be a little careful about when you plan the meals, what cooking type of cooking is involved, and then, you know, how long it's going to take and what fresh ingredients are needed, to see if you want to maybe shift it earlier, closer to the time when you actually go grocery shopping, so you can use those fresh items when they're still fresh. So that's it. I hope this might be helpful to you. Next week, I'll be back with my regular meal plan with the links to the recipes on the website and everything, but I am not cooking much this week. So hopefully this helped you out. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola.